26 men on the list for the 2015 Pro Football Hall of Fame. I want three from you who are definitely getting in, and I want three from you on that list who are definitely getting out. 719-362-8851 or 852. You can also join in on the Facebook page as well, facebook.com/Lynn Williams, as well as a ton of other spots to where this was posted as well. Sam in Pittsburgh, Sam is saying definite shove-outs for him. Morton Anderson, Darren Woodson, and I know this one would get the state of Colorado riled up. Stephen Atwater. He says Stephen Atwater doesn't belong on there yet. His shoe-ins, obviously, since he's from Pittsburgh and a diehard Steeler fan, obviously Jerome Bettis gets in as a definite shoe-in. Kurt Warner gets in. And Junior Seau gets in. Kobe in Pittsburgh, Baltimore Ravens fan, who says Orlando Pace, Tony Dungy, Charles Haley in. And his outs are Harrison, Warner, and James. Those are the three that are out for him. These are the guys that do not belong on his list. Plenty of time to join in on the conversation as well. Here are the guys that I'm looking at when it comes to this. First and foremost, I mean, I put it this way: to even be nominated on the list is good in and of itself. It's great in and of itself. Number two, I know there's a bit of a bias there, and it's all depending on who you're a fan of. I mean, a lot of Steeler fans, a lot of people are going to say Jerome Bettis gets in. Period, end of story. It all just depends on where you're from. A lot of Denver Bronco fans. Hey, you got apparently four Broncos. I say three because John Lynch isn't a Bronco. He's a Tampa Bay Buck, but whatever. You got four Broncos on the list. So a lot of those guys are going to say, you know, some of the Broncos should get in. And as well as plenty of others on there as well. Here's my list. I'm going to give you my three. My three definite shoe-ins. And before I give you that list, I want to give you a bit of an explanation as to how I came up with my list. And this is just my overall thought of the Hall of Fame. I put it this way, and Sam agreed with me to a certain extent on his show yesterday. If you are not a first ballot Hall of Famer, you fall in line. There's an order. Regardless, I mean, I understand it's a voting process, and I understand how that whole thing works. Trust me, I do. But if you are not a surefire first ballot Hall of Famer, I mean, as soon as the pen hits the paper to put your name on it, you're in. Period, end of story. If you are not that guy, you fall in line. There's an order. And if you're not tops in that order, you need to fall in line and wait. That's just my explanation. Now, that being said, here are my three that definitely get in. I think there's going to be no contest, at least to me. There should be no contest as to why these guys should be in. The first one on this list, right off the bat for me, no holds barred, period, end of story. This guy not only should get in this year, this guy should have been in. Tim Brown should have been in. He was eligible the same year that Jerry Rice was eligible, and Jerry Rice got in first ballot. So you're telling me Tim Brown isn't a part of that? How long does Tim Brown have to wait? I mean, for God's sakes, you put a guy in who who, like Tim Brown, doesn't have any rings, and Chris Carter. And let's face it, Chris Carter pulled a Burt Blyleven when it came to the Hall of Fame. He begged. He begged and pleaded and cried and bitched and moaned and complained about getting in. Now, I'm not taking anything away from him. Congratulations. This is a guy with 1,000 catches. Guy whose nickname was, all he does is catch touchdowns. Chris Carter's the man. I give him that. But in my honest opinion, you shouldn't have to lobby and you shouldn't have to debate as to why you should be in. To me, that's not your argument. Your argument should be, your argument literally should be, when it comes to the Hall of Fame, that's up for the fans and the writers to decide. That's up to the committee. I just played football. Did I consider myself one of the best while I was out there in the field? Absolutely. But that was supposed to do that. If you don't have that mentality, you can't play. Period, end of story. But I'll leave that for the voters to decide. Tim Brown never said a word. Never said a word. And here he is on the list of 26. We'll probably get down to the short list of, what, 14, I think, or some, 14 or 15 or something like that. But in my eyes, he's a definite. He should definitely get in. He should have been in a long time ago. Number two on my list is another guy that should have been in a long time ago. The only issue with this guy is that this guy is the Barry Bonds of the NFL. He went out and balled. I mean, balled on the field. Has 5 Super Bowl rings by himself to prove it. But when it came to talking to the media, he basically gave you the finger and walked away. Charles Haley. Charles Haley's a shoo-in to me. He's a definite shoo-in. He should get in. Period. End of story. He should get in. You can say what you want about his attitude. You can say what you want about his demeanor. You can say what you want about anything having to do with Charles Haley, the person. Charles Haley, the player? You can't deny that. 5 Super Bowl rings? And he's not in the Hall of Fame? Shame on you. Should have been in a long time ago. While we're at it, real quick, I know there's a lot of people out there who are saying, well, Jerry Rice and Tim Brown are like night and day. It's a far distance between 1 and 2. No, it's not. No, it's not. And if you don't believe me, ask Rich Gannon, the only man in the history of the NFL to have the pleasure to have both Jerry Rice and Tim Brown on the same team. And again, somebody tell me why the Raiders didn't win the Super Bowl that year? Oh, yeah. Because Tampa Bay beat the snot out of them. So there's two of them. Tim Brown, Charles Haley. The third one on this list, I know I'm going to get a lot of bias talk for it because I'm a Steeler fan, but when you're top 10 in NFL history in rushing all time, and you are by far the heaviest back to do it, you should get in. Jerome Bettis, it's your time, son. It's time. It's time for you to come down and accept your gold jacket. There's my three shoo-ins. Those are my three shoo-ins. Tim Brown, Charles Haley, Jerome Bettis. Those are the three that I believe definitely should get in. My three shove-outs? To me, it's real simple. For as much as I loved Darren Woodson, I'm not necessarily going to shove you out. I'm just going to, you know, give you a slight push and say, not yet, son. Not yet. You don't need to be here yet. In fact, you get an honorable mention when it comes to the shove out. I'm just going to politely escort you to the door. There you go. Done. Another shove out. As I look at this list and I go, wow, yeah, this is a little harder than I thought. One definite shove out I can tell you right now, Kevin Green. Nah, not yet. Not yet. Another shove out, and I honestly believe that this guy doesn't even belong on the list at all. Why is he being mentioned? Really? Terrell Davis. Sorry, y'all. Look, look, look. I'm sorry, Bronco fans. You don't get into the Hall of Fame over what could have been. He could have been the greatest back of all time. He wasn't. He could have ran for 10,000 yards. He didn't. Stop dealing in what could have been. Deal with what was. And what was is simple. Terrell Davis, for a span of 2 or 3 years, was a surefire badass that could not be stopped. The only person that could stop Terrell Davis was Terrell Davis. And guess what? Terrell Davis stopped Terrell Davis. Is it cool to be mentioned? Sure. But this guy's not getting in the Hall of Fame. And for all you Bronco fans, I put it this way. If you're not even going to mention Carl Mecklenburg, if you're not even going to mention Reddy Gradishar, how the hell are you going to put Steve Atwater in? How the hell are you going to put Terrell Davis in? That's blasphemy. There's an order. To me, there's an order. Follow the damn order. That's all I'm saying. Reddy Gradishar lost his shot. It's been 15 years. He lost his shot. But if you're going to do the Bronco fans well, if you're going to do them right, put in 77 before anybody else gets mentioned. There. Those are my three shove-ins, my three shoe-ins, my three shove-outs. Who are yours? 719-362-8851 or 852. Hour one done. Hour two coming up next. This is Talking Sports with That Guy right here on CosmicBroadcasting.com.